Evening Edition is brought to you this week by Squarespace, a modern and professional website publishing platform that includes customizable templates, drag-and-drop tools, 24/7 support, and e-commerce. Squarespace makes building and managing your site easy and affordable.
Learn more at squarespace.com and use promo code EE4 at checkout to save 10% on your subscription.
Welcome to Evening Edition for Tuesday, July 9th. Here are some of today's headlines. An English court hands down a serious sentence for cyberbullying, sending a man to prison for 28 months for threatening to kill children on Facebook.
The ACLU takes on Pennsylvania's gay marriage ban.
State prison doctors in California sterilized female inmates for years without proper state approval.
A journalist in Dagestan is gunned down. He's the 17th reporter killed there in the last 20 years.
And in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood is rejecting the military's plans to return the country to democracy.
In today's news, a British man has been sentenced to more than 2 years in prison for threatening, via Facebook, to kill 200 American schoolchildren. 24-year-old Reese Elliott lives in northeast England, but he spent much of his time trolling Facebook memorial pages for dead teenagers from Warren County, Tennessee, and posted offensive, threatening comments. He then sent messages to classmates, vowing to kill them. The school was bombarded with phone calls from freaked-out parents, and the next day, nearly 3,000 kids missed class. Elliott's rants led to investigations by the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and local authorities. Elliott admitted that he made a, quote, massive mistake, end quote. He wept as the judge read his sentence.
In Pennsylvania, the ACLU is trying to overturn the state's ban on gay marriage. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court gave the power to decide the issue back to the states. The lawsuit in Pennsylvania is the first to challenge its same-sex marriage ban, but other states, like Virginia and North Carolina, are expected to follow. The suit names 23 plaintiffs, including a Vietnam veteran, a doctor, and college professors. There are couples like Deb and Susan Whitewood, who've been together for 22 years and have two teenage daughters. The ACLU wants Pennsylvania to become the 14th state to legalize gay marriage, but opponents are fighting back in other parts of the country. Marriage traditionalists are hoping to add Indiana to the list of 29 states that ban unions between same-sex couples.
In California, 148 female prison inmates were sterilized without proper state approval between 2006 and 2010. The Center for Investigative Reporting found that during those 5 years, the women received tubal ligations in violation of state prison rules and process. Former inmates and prison rights activists are claiming that doctors coerced the women into getting the operations, focusing especially on those who were pregnant and likely to return to jail. But prison doctors deny the allegations and say they were only helping women who'd undergone at least 3 previous C-sections. The procedure hasn't been allowed in state prisons for the past 16 years, unless top officials give the okay on a case-by-case basis. Prisons that use federal funding, however, cannot sterilize inmates at all.
In the Russian region of Dagestan, a journalist was gunned down today, making him the 17th reporter who has been killed there since 1993. Akhmednabi Akhmednabiev worked as a correspondent for the website The Caucasian Knot. He was critical of government security forces and had reported on abductions and abuses resulting from a crackdown on Islamist extremism. The troubled region is battling an Islamist insurgency. Bombings and shootings happen almost every day, making it one of the most dangerous places in Russia. Akhmednabiev was apparently on a list of possible militants, put together by an anonymous group of vigilantes. In January, he survived another attack on his life.
And finally, in Egypt, the military laid out a timetable to bring the country back to democracy within 6 months, and appointed a liberal economist as the interim prime minister. But the Muslim Brotherhood is rejecting the timetable and demanding the release of Mohamed Morsi, the ousted ex-president who remains under arrest. Top official Issam El-Arain was critical of the military's plan, saying it would bring the country, quote, back to zero, end quote. Yesterday, Islamist protesters battled security forces in the streets. By the end of the day, more than 50 protesters had been killed, along with 3 soldiers. The pro-Morsi demonstrators are saying it was a massacre and claim that the military opened fire on them as they prayed. The military says protesters threw Molotov cocktails first.
Miranda Mulligan is Evening Edition's editor-in-chief. Our team of writers includes Caitlin Esch, Julia Holloman, Ash Ponders, Philippe Mara Mendonza, and Celine Muzan. Go to muleradio.net for links to the stories from this episode, or read our editions from New York, San Francisco, London, and Paris at evening-edition.com. I'm Angela Kilduff.
And I'm Tom Carmody. Our podcast is distributed by the Mule Radio Syndicate. Evening Edition is brought to you each weekday by Mule Design Studio. Thanks for joining us.